He's a former CIA director and on the Trump transition team. Ambassador James Woolsey joins us now. Thanks for joining us, Ambassador Woolsey.
Sure. Good to be with you guys.
So the first issue that we wanted to bring up is this whole response from the Democratic Party and the Clinton campaign over every WikiLeaks email that came out last week. Every time they were confronted by the content of the emails, they immediately pivoted and said this was a hack job. It was the Russians and the Trump people are in cahoots with the Russians. And it occurred to us, you know, Russia is a major adversary of ours. President Obama has already said that he will respond to cyber attacks if necessary with military action. Is it responsible to constantly say as if it's just fact that the Russians are behind this? Do we even know that that's the case?
Well, somebody thinks they have very good evidence of it, or they probably wouldn't have started speaking publicly on it, even on background. But the bottom line is they shouldn't be talking about it. If the country, set aside the two parties, if the country's leaders, for now, believe that there's good evidence that Russians are trying to interfere with our elections, then they ought to go back at them in some way and not talk about it, but they ought to undermine the Russians' ability to do that. We have the best hackers in the world at Fort Meade, at National Security Agency, and we have some of the best in the world that get together every summer in Nevada at DEF CON and Black Hat and those operations out there. We don't need to say a word about what we're doing or what we suspect. We just need to undermine what the Russians may be doing.
All right. I read this morning that WikiLeaks has put out a message that Julian Assange, who's in charge of WikiLeaks, has had his internet connection severed, and they claim, by a state party. I would assume that we, as you mentioned, at the NSA, have the ability to do something like that. Would that be something you think that the NSA would have an interest in doing, shutting Julian Assange down?
I guess I'd be kind of surprised at that. The United States ought to focus on aggression against us, cyber or otherwise, by other states or by somebody that is trying to seriously damage our electoral system or otherwise, and focus on the serious threats rather than just some leaks.
Ambassador Woolsey, I'd love to turn your attention to the news we got as we woke up this morning, or late yesterday, actually, that the battle for Mosul has begun in earnest there. And, of course, you know that we have plenty of American forces involved here, advisors. And, of course, as a former CIA director, I know that you're pretty familiar with what kind of action these men and some women might be facing. Could you give us your insight into what the real challenges are going up against ISIS in this battle and what the dangers are for American troops?
Well, Mosul was their most prestigious conquest, ISIS's, and we ought to, I think, do what we can now with those who are allied with us in that part of the world, Kurds and others, to free Mosul. But we shouldn't mainly be in the business of fighting on the ground there. We need to, I think, help move some of the areas where there is real interest in having a peaceful, long-term Middle East into a more cooperative world, working with one another. The Kurds, a number of groups, are willing to work with us. And economics is the future of the region there, I think, not continued warfare year after year after year.
Let me turn, if I could, to what's going on with our warships out in the Red Sea, where Yemeni rebels, I guess you call them the Houthis, are firing missiles at our ships. And then we took a retaliatory strike against their radar installations there. What is going on there, and what do you think is the next step?
Well, the Houthis are basically the tools of the Iranians, and they're bought and paid for by Tehran. And when an Iranian proxy attacks our ships, and this was not just a shot across the bow, this was an attempt to hit the ship,
right,
and kill American sailors, we ought to, I think, go back against not just the Houthis, but the Iranians. But again, as in the case with the WikiLeaks, We shouldn't talk about it. We should undermine whatever we can in Iran effectively and devastatingly. And Teddy Roosevelt had this right. Speak softly and carry a big stick.
Yeah.
Every time we start to do something, we hold press conferences about it. It puts us in a corner. It's simply ridiculous.
It is. Thank you so much for joining us today, Ambassador James Woolsey. Again, former CIA director and part of the Trump transition team.